Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You and I are like peas and carrots, because we're both listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. This show is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Here are the rules of engagement. You can text message Michael at the number 33103. Start the text message with the word Mike or Michael, and you can ask Michael anything. You can download this show as a podcast. If you like, you can follow Michael on X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. To check out Michael's merch, or to find out what time your local affiliate broadcasts his show, go to where Little Jenny says...
Michael says gohere.com.
What's that, Jenny?
Michael says gohere.com.
Hold on tight to your dreams. The show's about to begin. Back to you, Michael.
Yeah, get to that website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. There you can find the bio. You can find a list of all the affiliates around the country, when they carry the program, when they re-air the program, all the information, the stories we put up. You can even listen live, through that website too. And don't forget, you can text me anytime. The number you use is 33103. And you just start the text out with the word Mike and or Michael, either one, and tell me anything or ask me anything. I've given three commencement addresses in my life. I don't know that I would ever give one again if asked. I don't know why we do commencement addresses. I think we ought to just get rid of them. Unless we're going to accept that a commencement address is that person's point of view, that person's ideas they want to share with the audience, and that you may or may not agree with them. Why does it make any difference? Why, when Jerry Seinfeld speaks at Duke University, do students walk out of the speech because he's a Jew? Oh, my God. Jerry Seinfeld, the Jew's going to give this commencement address. Run for your lives.
Privilege is a word that has taken... quite a beating lately. Privilege today seems to be the worst thing you can have. I would like to take a moment to defend it. Again, a lot of you are thinking, I can't believe I invited this guy. Too late. I say, use your privilege. I grew up a Jewish boy from New York.
Let me pause this. That audio is pretty bad. I don't know why that audio is so bad. We had it. It was really good earlier. But now it seems to be kind of lousy. Let's see if we can make it work again.
Privilege today seems to be the worst thing you can have.
No, it's just, I'm sorry. Let me try a different version of it. Let's see.
Privilege is a word that has taken quite a beating lately. To be the worst thing you can have.
Well, maybe you're not going to hear Jerry Seinfeld. I guess you're not going to hear Jerry Seinfeld today. But it was actually a pretty good speech. I thought it was actually kind of funny. But then a kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, my gosh. He rails against things that go against liberal Marxist orthodoxy.
Bad policies and poor leadership have negatively impacted major life issues. Things like abortion, IVF, surrogacy, euthanasia, as well as a growing support for degenerate cultural values and media, all stem from the pervasiveness of disorder. Our own nation is led by a man who publicly and proudly proclaims his Catholic faith, but at the same time is delusional enough to make the sign of the cross during a pro-abortion rally. He has been so vocal in his support for the murder of innocent babies that I'm sure to many people, it appears that you can be both Catholic and pro-choice. He is not alone. From the man behind the COVID lockdowns to the people pushing dangerous gender ideologies onto the youth of America, they all have a glaring thing in common. They are Catholic. This is an important reminder that being Catholic alone doesn't cut it. These are the sorts of things we are told in polite society to not bring up. You know, the difficult and unpleasant things. But if we are going to be men and women for this time in history, we need to stop pretending that the Church of Nice is a winning proposition. We must always speak and act in charity, but never mistake charity for cowardice. It is safe to say that over the past few years, I've gained quite the reputation for speaking my mind. I never envisioned myself nor wanted to have this sort of a platform, but God has given it to me, so I have no other choice but to embrace it and preach more hard truths about accepting your lane and staying in it.
Oh my gosh, cancel that guy. Now, raise your hand if you know what college he was delivering that address to. Do you know? Does it make any difference to you? Well, he was delivering it to Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. It is a private Catholic liberal arts college established in 1971. It was the merger of St. Benedict's College for men and Mount St. Scholastica College for women. It's located on some bluffs, according to the Book of Knowledge, overlooking the Missouri River. It's northwest of Kansas City, Missouri. How dare he talk about issues that are important to Catholics? And how dare Jerry Seinfeld, as a Jew, stand up at Duke College and deliver what I thought, which I, unfortunately, audio wasn't working, a somewhat hilarious for Jerry Seinfeld, because I think Jerry Seinfeld is funny, but I don't think the commencement speech was all that funny. I say it's time to just get rid of them. You know why? And I don't mean get rid of these two guys. I mean get rid of commencement addresses. Because apparently people can't speak their minds anymore. Because the mass freakout over place kicker Harrison Butker's commencement speech, which you heard, what, maybe a minute and a half? That he delivered at Benedictine College, I think is actually a very revelatory incident. It's a sign of the impatient obliviousness of the cabal. You know, for those of you new to the program, surely we got new people listening. The cabal is that unholy alliance between the dominant media, the ruling elite, and the tech giant. And they all conspire, and I do mean the word literally, they do conspire together to deliver propaganda that they deem appropriate and acceptable to the Marxist orthodoxy that seems to control everybody in the cabal, and to cancel those who dare go against that orthodoxy. The speech that Harrison Butker delivered is 20 minutes. But I don't think that most of the cabal even bothered to listen to it. I gave you a minute and a half, because I'm not going to sit here and waste 20 minutes of valuable airtime to deliver the whole speech. But you got the gist of what he was talking about. And I think what he talked about, whether you agree with it or not, is entirely appropriate to deliver to a private Catholic, a private Catholic college. But I think there's something greater moving on here. I'll tell you what that is next.
From taking on extra shifts to the years of hard work, the success you've already had matters at University of Maryland Global Campus because we're a school for real life. An accredited state university, UMGC lets you earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and life and work experience. Plus, we offer affordable tuition and online and hybrid classes, all with the support you need. Begin your next success soon. Undergraduate classes start June 12th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Hi, friends. Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Why give commencement speeches? Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Damned if you say this, damned if you say that. No matter what, somebody's going to come after you. So Jerry Seinfeld gets in trouble because he's a Jew, which I just find freaking hilarious in and of itself. And then Kansas City Chiefs place kicker Harrison Butker, who is a Catholic, speaking or giving a commencement address at a private Catholic school, then gets chided and canceled and lambasted and denigrated and whatever other verb I can come up with by the cabal because he talks about abortion, transgenderism, and things that Catholics are opposed to. Well, unless, of course, you're Joe Biden. Over at CNN, Jonah Goldberg put the speech in the context of a reactionary attitude among men toward women in the workplace, which is actually, I think, kind of ludicrous if you watch the speech, because most of the speech is actually, I think, kind of an indictment of the current Catholic priesthood. In a segment where the CNN commentators order Butker to do this, stick to kicking. Oh, so now I freely admit that when it comes to artists, musicians, actors, actresses, I really don't care about their politics. I really don't want to hear about their politics. I just want to watch good acting. I want to listen to good music. I want to look at interesting art. I don't care about the politics. So why do I know, seriously, why do any of us know that Kansas City Chiefs place kicker Harrison Butker delivered a commencement address at a private Catholic college? Because he said things that the cabal disagrees with, so now they make it a big story. This is why I say just stop doing commencement addresses. Just stop them altogether. And then it fell to Whoopi Goldberg, of all people, to make the obvious point. And that is that, which listen closely, because this is Whoopi Goldberg. If you support the right of, say, Colin Kaepernick to speak out, you have to support Butker's right to speak out, too. Uh-oh. Do I agree with Whoopi Goldberg? I think I do. Damien, plug something in because it's the end of civilization. The world's coming to an end. Whoopi and I agree on something. Whoopi. I love saying Whoopi. You know, you can disagree with what he said. And you can disagree with how he says it. But you know what? Butker's got as much of a right to express his views as anybody else. In fact, I would argue that Butker's statements are even more defensible. The solid argument against Kaepernick is that his act of protest was actually a distraction for his teammates because it occurred on the field of play on game day, not expressed in press conferences or speeches on or off the field, as was Butker, another NFL player. He wasn't on the field. What he said wasn't pregame or in the middle of the game or anything else. His was off at a, with all due respect to Benedictine College, to a nondescript private college overlooking the bluffs of the Missouri River northwest of Kansas City. You might say out in the boonies. You know, the difficulty for the NFL in this context is clear. Butker is a three-time Super Bowl champion on what many consider to be the best franchise in the league. He's not some no-name on the roster of a backwater franchise. And the Kansas City Chiefs have shown their disdain for political correctness repeatedly throughout this era of Patrick Mahomes-led dominance. They still beat the drum and sing as they do the tomahawk chop. Oh, my God. They do the tomahawk chop. Uh-oh. They aren't the types to be offended by an expression of traditionalist Catholic views by a guy who literally looks like the real version of the Yes Chad meme. If you haven't seen that, go look it up online. And they haven't been quiet about it either. Touche to them. Tavia Hunt, the former beauty queen and prominent wife of Chiefs owner Clark Hunt, went on Instagram. And she posted a view clearly defending Butker's views and clarifying her own, writing in part this. And this may even offend some of you. But here's what she wrote. Studies show that committed married couples with children are the happiest demographic, and this has been my experience as well. Affirming motherhood and praising your wife, as well as highlighting the sacrifice and dedication it takes to be a mother, is not bigoted. It is empowering to acknowledge that a woman's hard work in raising children is not in vain. Countless highly educated women devote their lives to nurturing and guiding their children. Someone disagreeing with you doesn't make them hateful. It simply means they have a different opinion. Now, I don't know what studies she's citing, and the studies may or may not be true. Single parent households, I think, can be as happy as two-parent households. And you're talking to a libertarian that, quite frankly, doesn't care whether it's a single-parent household or a two-parent household, or it's a household of two guys or two women. Do you know what I care about? Are they raising smart, intelligent, productive children that will be an asset to American society? That's what I care about. Now, Gracie Hunt, their Maxim cover model daughter, echoed this view on Fox News during a pickleball promotion. Yeah, they were doing a pickleball promotion when this whole issue came up with them. And it was actually, I think, kind of funny.
We're going to start with you because the couch would like to know, as America would, the reaction from the Hunt family regarding the kicker, Harrison Butker.
Well, I can only speak from my own experience, which is I've had the most incredible mom who had the ability to stay home and be with us as kids growing up. And I understand that there are many women out there who can't make that decision, but for me in my life, I know it was really formative in shaping me and my siblings to be who we are.
So you understood what he was talking about?
For sure.
Okay.
And I really respect Harrison and his Christian faith and what he's accomplished on and off the field.
Oh. Why can't we just do that? Why can't we just be like that? Should we really eliminate commencement addresses? Let's think about that now.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money, and our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. We're talking about Butker, the place kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs, and this commencement address that he gave, along with Seinfeld. I can't get Seinfeld's to play very well. I might try it again in a minute. But it's amazing to me how someone delivering a speech, a Catholic, delivering a speech at a private college is somehow excoriated by the cabal for saying things that don't meet the cabal's orthodoxy. Now, what I find from a, forget what he said, that is, I think, a distraction. I think the larger issue here is that the cabal has an orthodoxy, and if you don't comply with that orthodoxy, then they're going to come after you. Now, I get it. I totally get it that Catholics have certain positions on certain cultural and moral issues that might differ from other, or not other, but might differ from Protestants like me. I take the position that it is not my place to judge whether or not gays are a sin or not. I know you can throw all sorts of Bible verses at me, but I take the position that those two people, male or female, if they're in a loving relationship and they're raising children and they're raising children to be productive members of society, then it's not my place to judge anyway. That would be God's position to judge. It's also my position on abortion. That while I think abortion is horrific, nonetheless, I understand that as a man, that's not really my decision to make unless I happen to be the father of that child, and then I have some input into that decision. And I also understand from a purely data-driven point of view that when people tell me that abortion ought to be readily accessible because it's in the interest of the mother's life, that really abortion, most abortions are rarely done because of the safety or the health or the life of the mother. That most abortions are done for, well, convenience. They're done for a kind of after the thought birth control, if you will. Or they're done for societal or financial reasons. But I think the act itself is horrific. But then I also understand that people have to make those decisions. And fortunately, I don't have to make those decisions. You know, the aspect of the speech, let's go back. These are not my words. These are the words of, let me pull up the original article. Ethan Strauss. Harrison Butker's speech was really controversial, just not with NFL players. And the subhead is, on the big media versus athlete gender politics gap. You can look that up and you can read it. It's on House of Strauss. .com. But in part, here's what he writes. The aspect of the speech that was most controversial in media was probably least controversial within Butker's industry. That would be the NFL. How do I know this, he writes? Well, beyond having some friends in and around the NFL, I have enough NBA experience to know how many of the athletes' wives are, yes, homemakers. When your spouse makes millions of dollars and travels frequently, you've less incentive to put in 80-hour weeks at the cubicle. You know, how much truth is packed into that statement? If your husband is indeed an NBA player, and you're making millions of dollars, and you're traveling as frequently as professional sports players do travel, yeah, you're probably less incentive. You have less incentive to work 80 hours a week being a model, or being, you know, a career woman that's engaged, you know, at the corporate level or whatever. Yeah, it's easy for you to stay at home. And you know what? Whether it's easy or difficult, if a middle class family makes that decision that they want mom to stay at home, and so dad's going to work even harder, or for that matter, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm going to say this. What if the mother is the breadwinner and they decide that dad's going to stay at home? Oh, I can't believe I said that on air. What's wrong with either one of those scenarios? Back to what Ethan Strauss writes. When Butker is extolling the virtues of homemaking, he's praising the life path chosen by many, probably most, he asks, probably by most NFL players' wives. Would you expect these football couples to hate a speech that praises homemaker as this heroic role? Or would you expect them to appreciate Butker giving the role its due? And add on to that, Whoopi Goldberg saying, wait a minute, he's got the right to say this, whether you agree with it or not. And by the way, then let's get to the next level of that kind of argument. If he has the right to say it, whether you agree with it or not, why do you care if he says it? It's his point of view. He's not out making laws. He's not out trying to influence public policy. What's he doing? Oh, he's giving a commencement address at a private Catholic college, and that's in his spare time. And in his not spare time, he's doing OTAs, he's practicing, he's reading plays, he's studying, and then he's going out and, well, he's a place kicker, so he's not really getting his butt kicked like a linebacker, but then he's actually, working hard and making millions of dollars doing it. You know, if I was an NFL player, I'd like to be a place kicker too. You don't get beat up so much. Ethan Strauss continues. It's obvious as the media and many fans cast Butler as this absolute moral freak. It's obvious that he's well within the norms of his profession. The L.A. Chargers are happy to hop on the bandwagon of lampooning Butker as some reactionary weirdo, but tomorrow they'll be back to promoting Coach Jim Harbaugh as the team's glorious savior. Like Butker, Harbaugh is a devout Roman Catholic who freely expresses that abortion kills babies. He campaigns at pro-life events with the following repeated theme: the right choice is to have the courage to let the unborn be born. Making the abortion decision a matter of courage would theoretically be as controversial as Butker's homemaker comments, but I don't make the internet's rules. Think about that. If you're a fan of the L.A. Chargers, and the L.A. Chargers are out there bitching about what Butker says, and then they're lampooning Butker, but then they're promoting their coach, wait a minute. Why the L.A. Chargers and not the Kansas City Chiefs? Why give commencement addresses? I say stop giving them. But I can actually make an argument that you ought to continue to give them. And Butker makes the point about why. You know, whether it's Jerry Seinfeld at Duke, Jerry Seinfeld is incredibly successful. Incredibly successful at comedy. Something that is sorely lacking in today's culture. The kind of comedy that Jerry Seinfeld does. You know the stupid movie that he made about Pop-Tarts? I actually watched it the other day. It was stupid. It was absolutely stupid. But there were lines in it. When you think about some of the stars that were in that movie, it was obvious they were there just having fun. They didn't care that the movie was any good or not. You know what they cared about? Having fun. Some of the outtakes were hilarious. And some of the acting, you could tell that they were just being stupid themselves. You know, I think this whole world needs more of that kind of stupidity. And I don't mean like mental stupidity or, you know, intellectual stupidity. I mean just having fun stupidity. And that's why we ought to keep giving commencement speeches. Because really, most commencement speeches are absolutely forgettable once it's given. On the other hand, some have deep meaning, like a comedic Jew speaking at Duke, or a Catholic speaking at a Catholic college, What about that? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide firearm education, to train you, and to give you access to self-defense liability insurance so when the trouble comes, you're ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA. There is an exclusive limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get all the benefits of membership, plus a chance to win the firearm of your choice. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. As I tell you at the end of every weekend, I sincerely appreciate everybody tuning in. I really do. And I would ask one favor. Tell your friends and family and people you hate that you want to make mad. Tell them about the program. And then also be sure and subscribe to the podcast. Please subscribe to the podcast. And I say that because there are a couple of reasons. One, if you like what I'm doing on the weekend, you'll like what I do during the week. So you'll get all the weekday programs too. And if you like to listen to the weekday program, it airs from 6 to 10 Mountain Time, Monday through Friday, on 630 KHOW, right here in Denver, Colorado. So either subscribe to that podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown, that's what you fill in on your podcast app, and hit subscribe, or download the iHeart app and listen to the weekday program. You'll find that at 630 KHOW, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10. And again, thanks for tuning in. I sincerely appreciate it. You make Saturdays a lot of fun. Text messages are always hilarious, which you can text me. Text the word Michael with 33103. You know, I was talking to my wife because I attended a reception on Thursday night for a free market think tank in Colorado called the Independence Institute. And the current CEO of the Institute, I was talking about California versus Colorado. And I got to thinking about California. You know, California was at one time under Governor Wilson, Ronald Reagan, it was truly a conservative state. And then Jerry Brown came along, and Jerry Brown was kind of an old school liberal. Not his dad, but the younger Jerry Brown. Kind of an old school liberal. Well, formerly conservative California used to epitomize the American dream. He actually launched Ronald Reagan from governor to president. Now it's a model for these Marxists throughout the country, particularly when it comes to achieving political dominance through demographic transformation. And as the current governor, who is not anything like Jerry Brown, he's way far to the left of Jerry Brown, Gavin Newsom, as he triumphantly affirms, California is also a model regarding homelessness. A crisis that the Democrats and Marxists themselves have exacerbated for nefarious political purposes. Now, California achieved its stratospheric homelessness by spending money to grow it. This is the homeless industrial complex that I often talk about during the week, and it continues to escalate. Newsom has announced a $3.3 billion fund for California counties to tackle homelessness, including a mental health initiative that he pushed for. Newsom actually crowed, quote, we have a national model. 28% of the homelessness in this country subsists in California. That figure marked a 40% increase from the rate it was at 5 years ago, if you go to the website CalMatters. In Los Angeles alone, which has more homeless people than any other city at a staggering 65,000 plus people, according to a separate 2023 California Senate report, the rate increased by 9% last year compared to 2022. Oh yeah, California's a national model, all right, assuming that your objective is to reduce America to a third world slum. Sometimes when I look at, you know, there are different people that will do videos as they're traveling through L.A., and it does. Places in L.A., much like San Francisco, look like a third world country. But not to pick on them. I'm just saying that they're much worse in terms of per capita homelessness. I mean, 65,000 homeless people in Los Angeles? That makes, when I look at downtown Denver, it makes me go, oh, well, not quite as bad as I thought it was, even though Denver is bad. And it's not the weather. It's not the weather. A federal report found that the number of unsheltered people, those not in any form of government housing or shelter, instead sleep on the streets, in California, that accounted for almost 50% of the entire nation's tally. at over 123,000 unsheltered homeless people in California, California held a rate 8 times higher than the second worst state, Florida, which had just 15,000 people. Now, Florida climate, California climate, other than hurricanes, kind of the same. I mean, would you rather live in or be homeless in Florida and California or, say, in Denver, where, you know, a couple of weeks ago it snowed? And in the wintertime, it's colder than a well digger's ass. That'd be like choosing to be homeless in Minot, North Dakota. Why not Minot? That which government wants to abolish, it taxes. And that which it wants more of, it subsidizes. And that's why California so lavishly subsidizes homelessness. You know, Newsom was the guy that touted Proposition 1. Proposition 1 touts pours money on the homeless and mandates that counties in California spend 2/3 of the money that they gained from a 2004 tax on millionaires, that be spent solely on mental health services. Fewer millionaires, more mentally ill derelicts. Sounds like a plan for consolidating their Marxist rule in California. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Everybody have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Saturday.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about it?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.